I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh my God, Ross, total laid back.
Why don't they just give us all the vaccine? Honor goes, with the innocence of a child. As in, why can't we just like pay to get it before everyone else? The vaccine is being distributed on the basis of the greatest need, Sirica goes. We're not considered a priority. What, even though we're rich? Honor goes.
And when she puts it like that, you know, it does seem unfair.
Sirica's there. Honor, I hope we didn't raise you to believe that just because we live in a big house in Killiney, we should be allowed to use our money to skip the queue. Honor goes, we use our money to skip every other queue. Why should this one be any different?
Yeah, no, it's possibly our fault for spoiling the girl. We fast passed our way around Disneyland Paris when she was like 5 years old, and we may have created an expectation that her entire life was going to be like that. Sirica just like sighs, hey, she was the one who was worried that Netflix was, direct quote, turning our brains into foie gras and insisted on having 2 evenings a week where we sit around as a family and, again, her word, talk.
Okay, she goes, changing the subject. What about all the things we're most looking forward to doing when this whole thing is, like, over? Okay, I'm going to go first. I'm looking forward to having a large gin and tonic while I have my hair done. I'm looking forward to being able to hug my mom and dad and go to the National Concert Hall with them. And I'm looking forward to having a party here in the house for, oh my God, all our friends.
I'm there, except Gareth and Claire from Bray of all places.
She's like, what's wrong with Gareth and Claire from Bray of all places?
I think you'll find the answers in the question, I go. But on top of that, I saw him in a petrol station forecourt 2 days after Christmas, filling up the Avensis while wearing shorts.
Well, that's because he's thinking of doing a triathlon.
He's been thinking of doing a triathlon for 10 years. These were like board shorts, though, and Havanas in the middle of fucking winter. I hate dudes who do that. It's just so, look at me. And I was like, this close to just decking him on a point of principle.
Well, if we're cancelling Garrett and Claire on that basis, then we're also cancelling Christian.
Why?
Because he put up a photograph on Instagram of him having a picnic with the kids in Stephen's Green 2 weeks ago. And before you say anything to defend him, Ross, he lives exactly 5.3 kilometres from Stephen's Green, because I checked. Honor goes, I really cherish these evenings we spend together as a family. Oh my God, Sirica goes, that's what we'll do. I was reading it. It might have been in the Irish Times magazine about how a lot of people are using lockdown as an opportunity to purge their friend lists and let the relationships that no longer work for them just like slide.
Straight away, I'm like Amy with an IE.
What's wrong with Amy with an IE?
2 weeks ago, I was in Super Value in Dorky, standing at the checkout with a full trolley. Her and her old dear came up behind me and asked me if they could play through because they only had like 5 items.
What's wrong with that?
I just don't think that's something you ask to do. You know, you take it if it's offered. So I told them to fuck off, and Amy with an IE's old dear started muttering under her breath about how I was rude, and it was no wonder our children turned out the way they did. No offence, Honor.
Well, if we're culling Amy with an IE from our list, then we're also culling JP.
JP? We played rugby together.
I saw him last week, Ross, and he was wearing his mask under his nose. He might as well have not been wearing it at all. Plus, and this has annoyed me for years, he says Pacific when he means specific. And before you say it, rugby is not an excuse for that.
Okay, what about Simon and Rachel with 2 A's?
What about them?
Yeah, we have dinner with them like 3 times a year, even though the only thing we have in common is that we met them on holidays in like 2009. And he insists on calling Dubai doobs, even though doobs are things you wear on your feet. And if I have to sit through that anecdote again about how a waiter offered him 5 camels in exchange for Rachel, I'll end up glassing the fucker.
Did you know that Oisin had like a dinner party in his house 2 weeks ago? She goes, for 8 people with like zero social distancing. Plus, when he doesn't hear something that you say to him, he doesn't go, what? Or even, pardon? He goes, the witch. And that, oh my God, so irritates me.
Well, if Oisin's cancelled, I go, then so is your mate Sophie.
What did Sophie ever do?
She's always banging on about her rescue dog, like she's its fucking saviour or something. She went to the pound, pointed out the cutest one, and said, I'll take it. I'm sorry, that is not a rescue situation, Sirica. End of. The conversation continues in this vein for like an hour. The two of us ripping the backs off pretty much everyone we know. Chloe uses the word romantic. Surika's sister and her boyfriend took us to a restaurant once where there's no actual menu and they serve you, I shit you not, whatever's in season, take it or leave it. Everyone we know ends up getting roasted. And that's when I realise that Honor has been suspiciously quiet for the entire thing. I mention it to her as well. I'm there, what are you thinking about, Honor?
I was thinking, she goes, a big evil grin on her face. What a shame it would be if someone recorded this entire conversation and sent it to everyone in your contacts list.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.